Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us today. As well as those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Marco Fuller is making his first appearance on our program today. He's an actor that's been able to discover not only his passion for life, but being able to share that now with all of us. Actually connected with Marco thanks to social media. We'll talk to him about that aspect and what it's been like for him to share his work with all of us there, but also let you all know what's coming up for him as well. Marco, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Cyrus.
Oh, the pleasure's definitely all mine, man. Glad that you could join us today. You know, I was saying to you before we went on here, definitely one of the things we want to talk about is the role of social media for you, because that is how you and I connected. First of all, let's talk about this experience, man. I mean, what has it been like for you, man, to not only be able to have an idea that you want to be involved in the entertainment industry, namely acting, but to actually be able to do it?
This was the last thing I thought I would be doing right now, honestly. through college, I was a biology major. I was actually pre-med. And my junior year, around 2009, my father actually passed away. And I was just all out of sorts. And my brother moved to Los Angeles with his family. So I spent a summer out there with him. And I figured since I was out there, I might see what I can get myself into. And so I auditioned for a couple projects and got my first set experience, and hasn't been the same ever since.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I noticed, again, going back to social media, you and I connected on Twitter, but, you know, I was on your Instagram page when I was prepping for this segment with you to kind of get an idea of things that you had done prior to us connecting. And one of the things that I've noticed especially is that you really try to show, you know, the joy of life. I think the great thing about that, Marco, is that, you know, there are so many people that it seems like they never have a good day. I mean, everything they talk about is something negative. There's always something wrong. Do you think part of what has helped you as you've gone through even the difficult time, like you just shared, is that you try to look at what is possible and look at the brighter side of life?
I have to. I think everyone should as well. I don't know why anyone would want to lessen their quality of life. We're only given one shot on this planet, and I think we should make the most of it. So I would rather spend it being happy and just trying to spread positivity where I can.
Right. And I think that's the thing. And you have been on social media, especially Instagram, which I mentioned earlier, longer than I have. I actually just joined. I finally got with the program last year. But even though one of the things I noticed is that, I've been playing catch up from there. But I noticed even going back some 4 years ago for you, Marco, on Instagram, I mean, you were sharing your work from then. I mean, you know, one thing I think everyone can agree on is that not everyone has the same temperament. When it comes to everyday life or even social media where everyone feels as though their opinion matters so much. What is it like for you to reflect on some 4 years ago when you were posting pictures of yourself modeling? What has it been like for you to look at that and then to look at where you are today?
Oh, man, I have grown in the largest way. it's just great just seeing where I started and where I'm at now. And that's more of an emotional thing for me, just – I put so much work into self-growth and just always trying to better myself and always trying to learn from people. So when I go back and see those old posts, it really means a lot to me. And I didn't do that by myself. You know, I had a great support group and things like that. But, I'm happy to be where I am today. And, you know, just the only way to get is up. So.
Right. For sure. Now, you mentioned that everyone should look at the brighter side of life. I mean, again, like I said, unfortunately, not everyone is in that place. What has helped you to do that? Because I think that's a good question to ask, seeming that, you know, we all do have difficult times, even as you shared, you know, losing individuals you love. I know for the past couple of years I went through the same thing. But, you know, what is it that made you make a decision, an honest decision to say that regardless of what happens, that you're choosing to look for better and to be better?
We all have a choice, and I put God in front of everything, and I don't start my day without it. So the time after my father passed, it was easy for me to, you know, turn to substances and parties and things like that, just because I was trying to numb myself so much because I didn't want to feel anything. And right. after a long time of doing that, I was just tired of it, and I thought it would be better to kind of face it and confront it. So I did, and it actually worked out better for me confronting this fear, essentially. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to do, is just confront things like that. It's very uncomfortable, but I think once people decide to take that first step and do that, then everything kind of is all downhill from there. You know, it's
right.
easier.
Than sure.
You think. Yeah.
And you
so
mentioned
that's a lot
of prayer. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Marco. I was just going to say, you mentioned, you know, about yourself, you know, what it's like for you to reflect back on and to see the growth. You know, another thing that's happened is that you've been able to grow this, you know, this tribe of followers along the way that have kind of connected with you, you know, rallied around you on social media as well. Has it also been, mm-hmm. been great for you to have that kind of support system around to be able to maybe to pick you up a little bit when you're not feeling the best or when you didn't get everything done you wanted to get done, to kind of have those people to keep rallying for you to keep going?
Oh, definitely. And not every day is perfect for me. You know, everyone's human. I'm human. And I'll have days where I'm not second-guessing anything, but, you know, I'm harder on myself than I need to be. And just speaking with friends and even these great people on Instagram and things like that, just saying small, encouraging words to me, that makes my day, and that makes everything better. So I remember I booked a project a couple years ago, and it was a live performance. And one woman walked up to me afterwards and she said, "No, I don't know what you're going to be doing in 5 years, but please don't stop acting. You're really good. Don't stop." And this is when I'm first trying to, you know, get my feet wet in this whole industry and everything. So hearing that, that's why I continued. That's why I keep going, just because of all the positive feedback and support. It's crucial, important.
Right. And I think that is a thing for sure, and I think it's a great reminder for all of us, no matter what our profession or our interest might be. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today with actor and model Marco Fuller. We're talking to him not only about his journey to doing what he loves, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Now, movies are something you've been able to be a part of, some that I know our audience are familiar with. I mean, do you still have those wow moments when it comes to that, Marco? I mean, when you think about some of these projects you've been able to do and how, you know, being a part of that has really helped you in moving forward.
Oh, completely. The experiences I've had on those sets, it was just mind-blowing. It's feeling like you're in a dream, pinching yourself and still realizing, you know, it still feels like a dream, but this is real. This is life. I can't even put into words what those experiences have been for me. It's amazing just working with these top crews and A-list actors. It's amazing, and you learn so much. And the awesome thing about it is everyone is so supportive of everybody. It's just like you're in a living room with friends, even if you're on a gigantic green screen set, you know, with thousands of people. It's kind of that same community and, again, support. My favorite word today, I guess.
Yeah. I think one of the misconceptions that a lot of people make, Marco, and I'm curious as to how you didn't allow this to happen to you, is that, you know, I have no doubt that everyone has a gift. I firmly believe that. I think mm-hmm. sometimes people think their gift is supposed to take them farther and quicker than it actually does, and they'll look at individuals who they feel as though don't have nearly the gift or talent that they have and say, well, I could do that, or I should be there. Has that also helped? The reason I bring that up is because as you were talking about working with these people, does it also help you to understand what it takes to have the longevity, to realize, you know, the attitude we have to have and also the appreciation, as you mentioned?
Oh, definitely. It's not easy, and I didn't get into it to, you know, for fame or anything like that. It started more off as therapy. It helped me understand myself. And as I progressed and learned more and things like that, it's it's difficult, but yeah, it's yeah, you have to respect it. And I don't want to say that I just thought it was gonna be easy or anything like that, but you know, I guess I've always kind of dreamed big, and I kind of put myself in that situation where I was like, well, you know, he's a person as well, and you know, I should be able to do it too. But you know, you definitely, as you get older, kind of figure out what your talents are and what your strengths or weaknesses are. And
right.
They're not the same for everybody, you know, so.
For sure, for sure. So when it comes to recognizing your strengths, I mean, I think this too is you're able to look at your body of work and even projects that you're working on that we'll be able to see, you know, going into next year, Marco. I think, you know, probably for anybody, the important thing is to continue to grow, as we were saying earlier, but also to try new things. Is that discovery aspect also important for you to not to find yourself stuck in a rut, but to try to keep pushing, you know, even toward things that make you uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that's an everyday for me. I come across some roles where I'm not entirely sure I can even do the role justice. But I can appreciate the challenge, so I'll definitely push myself out of my comfort zone to try to, you know, just get the role done. And again, I think everyone should be able to do that or have the motivation to want to do that, because you don't want to get too comfortable. It's,
right.
I think you lose a little bit of excitement at that point if you're just kind of staying in your comfort zone and not really experiencing things to the fullest like you should. And again, that kind of goes back to quality of life and things like that. You want the most you can get out of every experience, regardless of your industry, you know.
Do you find yourself, I know I have, I've heard individuals who may have started off, you know, in acting and said to themselves, you know, they're, and I think because of the world we live in today, this actually has become easier, where they say, you know, there's a role that I want to play, there's a role that I would like to see portrayed, and I don't see it, so I want to create it. And do you find yourself, mm-hmm. because you are so involved in the creative process, do you find yourself also thinking about, okay, you know, is that something that I would like to do, to be able to try to tell other stories myself?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's almost, again, boring if we're just kind of seeing the same things. It's every person, every personality is beautiful, I think. So I think if you're in a position to where you can come together and creatively show that, then I think that's great. And it's kind of what I strive to do.
And I think, you know, if we are able to do that, I think that says a whole lot, not only about, you know, how long we'll be able to do what we love to do, but also, of course, what we'll be able to say to others as well about the importance of moving forward. Do you see yourself, mm-hmm. If there is a scripted question on this program, Marco, there's a question I find myself asking a lot of people, especially in the creative community. It's that about role models, because I found some very interesting comments when it comes to this question. I mean, was told early on that we all, you know, are supposed to be an example to others as to what they can do and to show other people. I embraced it. Not everyone does. Is that something that's been mm-hmm. easy for you to embrace, the idea of that whether you like it or not, people are watching you and they do pay attention to what you do?
I wouldn't say it's been easy. but I love it. I love being able to be in that position, because I know there's so many actors or just young people out there that are scared to take this first step towards doing something that they love doing, just because they might be afraid of what other people think or things like that. And if I could have some role to play in their lives of to them taking that first step and really pursuing their dreams, then, you know, that's amazing. That's great. And it's hard for me to see myself like that, you know, because I'm still actively pursuing everything every day.
Right. And I wanted mm-hmm. to ask you that question in particular, because you actually addressed that again, going back to Instagram back on December 21st of last year. 2015, you posted a meme that goes in perfectly with this conversation, which is so, which is why I tell people I don't script this show, because a lot of times you can't make this stuff up. So it ends up coming out during an interview like this. But you, the meme you posted, Marco, was this: acting is not about being famous. It's about exploring the human soul. And you wrote this in your comment to that meme: too many get this confused. True artists do it for all the right reasons, to inspire. You seem to realize that, I mean, again, that's been almost a year ago. Do you find that even more so now, that the reason why you do this is to inspire and to be able to explore different things, and as the meme says, to explore, you know, the different soul of different individuals?
Definitely. And I'm learning more about myself every day. And, yeah, that's not that I could have said it any better than I did last year, but I still feel like I'm in that same position. And, again, just I feel like I'm on that path to continuing that and growing from that.
Right. And I think that's the thing. And I think, again, that's what people will notice, and that's why I always tell people, you know, I when I'm prepping for a segment like this, well, with anybody, actually, I mean, I try to get to know the person behind the person. It helps me in being able to bring out something great for the audience. And then it also, I think, you know, helps in the conversation overall to be able to show that this person is more than just what their profession is. How important is that for you, Marco, to not just be seen as another model or as another actor? How important is it for you to be seen for all that Marco Fuller is?
I think it's crucial. Hollywood and, well, media sometimes, they kind of glamorize everything, and all you see is basically someone on a pedestal. And even if speaking to someone like Halle Berry or something like that, you know, like they don't like that particularly. And what they want you to know is we're people. We're all people. Everyone's a person, and they just want to be able to share that with people. So as much as, you know, everything's glamorized and things like that, any moment that I think anyone has to be able to show humanity, they do through, you know, philanthropic work or anything like that. But yeah, I think it's very important.
Yeah. I think that's so true, and I think it's a great thing, again, for all of us to remember. Again, everyone, Marco Fuller has been our guest for this segment. We've been talking with him not only about his journey to doing what he loves, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, the obvious question would be, again, this is another thing I find myself asking these days, Marco, because we are getting ready to wrap up 1 year and prepare for another. I know you already, as I mentioned earlier, have projects that you have, you know, have already lined up that, you know, we'll be able to see next next year. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. My Instagram handle is Marco_Fuller. Twitter, it's M_A_Fuller. And then Facebook is Marco Fuller. Yeah, but anyone listening, please follow me, talk to me, I'll talk back, and we can share some experiences together.
All right. There you go. Well, Marco, thank you so much for the time to get today, man. Really appreciate it. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much for having me on, Cyrus. This was great. Thank you.
Amen. Glad to do it. Glad to do it anytime. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Marco, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. If you can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.